be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs that he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on a mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have even a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now, there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew what they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So we can, in a couple of sentences, we can tie up 2 things in the readings this morning. So we go back for a moment to the first reading, and at the end of the first reading this morning, we're told there that so they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. That's a very important little phrase. They didn't seek that suffering. It came, as you remember from the first reading this morning, they decided to let the apostles go, but before that they flogged them. And so they tried to humiliate them. And the apostles were delighted that they had been found worthy to suffer. Now, each and every one of us, we suffer in many different ways. And very often it's not the physical suffering that causes us such pain, but it's what people say to us and how people treat us very often cause much more pain. Now, What do we do in those situations, in those instances? We can go around bearing resentment and bitterness. And when you do that, in order, instead of transforming the suffering and making it into something beautiful, you transmit it. So you make everybody around you suffer. Whereas the apostles, they were glad to suffer. So when those little things, little rejections, and what are they? They're the scraps left over that Jesus said, gather them up, let nothing go to waste. You see, you can tie up the two things in the first reading and the gospel this morning. It's the little everyday rejections and little things that cause you maybe to be upset. By suffering, by accepting them cheerfully, they can become amazing ways of transforming your life when you do it cheerfully and without complaint. That's the bottom line, without complaint, for love of Jesus.